Today from the Ohio Newsroom, teaching with artificial intelligence. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. ChatGPT has changed the classroom. The artificial intelligence program can write essays analyzing Shakespearean plays and solve complex math problems. The state of Ohio isn't shying away from the technology. The Lieutenant Governor recently released a toolkit with recommendations for students, parents, and educators on how to ethically integrate the tool. Molly Cloder is an instructional technology coach at Chagrin Falls Exempted Village Schools, and she's here to talk about the new guidelines. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Kendall.
So there's been a lot of concern about the use of AI in the classroom, over plagiarism, data privacy. How will this toolkit help?
This toolkit will really support school districts and teachers as they start to find ways to use AI in their districts, especially schools that feel really anxious about how flawed the system can be. The toolkit kind of gave some suggestions to school districts and to teachers and said, here are some ways that you might think about the artificial intelligence use in your school and in your classroom.
And in your own school district, how are you seeing this tool, this artificial intelligence, make its way in the classroom?
Yeah, we're using lots of artificial intelligence at Chagrin Falls. Our teachers are saving lots and lots of time with some of the more menial tasks that they might have done before, like making a second version of a quiz or coming up with options for a multiple choice test instead of having to think of them up. Our students are using artificial intelligence to do first level research. They're doing that research with artificial intelligence and then using lateral reading to verify that information. And our students are able to create cool products that they might not have been able to do before artificial intelligence.
Beyond just the concern of students cheating on an essay, how do we prevent this sort of tech from hurting students' ability to think for and learn for themselves?
One of the things that the toolkit really emphasizes is the idea that we need to keep the learning human-centered. So you're still going to be needing to be the critical thinker or the human in the machine. There will be a need for somebody to come in and evaluate the information. It's imperative that every user of artificial intelligence, student and teacher alike, spend the time to read that output critically and check that work, make sure it's accurate, and then add style. Artificial intelligence has a pretty bland style, and we hope that they'll take the time to look back into that information and add their own voice.
For schools who do want to take advantage of AI, what's the first step that they need to take before integrating the technology?
You have to talk with your teachers. I think that the classroom teachers are the magical powerhouse of every single school, and they have those great ideas on how it could be used. And they also have the know-how to identify where it could be misused. And so by forming a committee or talking to your teachers and getting their input into how artificial intelligence might look in their space, you have a better overall product at the end. You'll have a much more successful rollout. And I think you'll have more teachers who have buy-in.
Molly Cloder is an instructional technology coach in Northeast Ohio. Thank you so much, Molly, for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. Your message will be heard by thousands across Ohio daily during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.